It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. When you click on something you thought was an article or other content and it turns out to be an advertisement, it's a little annoying. And that's why so-called native advertising online is a controversial topic. Advertisers say it's more effective and appropriate, throwing around words like synergy. Others say it's misleading. Well, you know how you don't mind the circular as much when it's in a stack at the entrance to the grocery store? Two new online companies are starting to use native advertising and selling it for a pretty penny, in part because their regular content is already sort of meant for buying. Gigi Duban takes a look.
For a company valued at nearly $4 billion but still not making money, selling ads is a smart move, says Noah Abelson. He's CEO of ShareRoot, which works with brands to promote themselves on Pinterest.
You express yourself through what you're interested in.
And because Pinterest is about interests,
it's very, very easy for a brand to be a part of that conversation.
General Mills, Target, and Banana Republic are among the companies buying promoted pins. The price could be more than $1 million, depending on how many people the ads reach. Pinterest has tens of millions of users.
So if you're a cosmetics company or a fashion company, I think it could be very, very effective to advertise on Pinterest.
Karsten Vida is an analyst with IDC. On the other hand, he says, Pinterest has a limited audience. It attracts mostly younger women with kids. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Federal Communications Commission Chair Tom Wheeler has decided to tweak proposed open internet rules. He says that while companies could pay for faster delivery of their content, regulators will be sure that internet service providers don't slow down content from companies that don't pay. The FCC considers the new rules this week. We're approaching a year since Edward Snowden became a household name for revealing the National Security Agency's broad surveillance of online activities by U.S. and foreign citizens. Last week, the White House released a report on online privacy that may influence future policy. But for months, tech companies and users have been making their own decisions about dealing with these issues. So, for a Techsplainer this week, let's talk about one of the ways tech companies are looking at the issue of government data requests. It's called a warrant canary, and our friend at Harvard, Jonathan Zittrain, joins me to talk about this. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi there.
A warrant canary. This is not an actual animal.
No, it's not. It's modeled after the canary in the coal mine, and it's a possibly clever, possibly too clever by halfway of dealing with the prospect that a government authority might ask you for information on your users and then tell you you're not allowed to tell the world that you were even asked. The thought is, well, what if you haven't been asked yet? You keep posting a note. I think the very first instance of this was at a public library, afraid of being asked for library records. And so it just posted a note on the door each day that said, no one has asked us for records today.
Sort of Patriot Act era you're talking here.
Well, yes. And in fact, what we've seen is from that first post on the door of the library, a move by the Apple company to put in its first transparency report that it issued. Apple has never received an order under Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act. So it kind of ups the ante in the tension between the private sector and the government over disclosure of these orders.
And on purpose, right?
Absolutely on purpose. It is a game, to mix my foul, it's a game of chicken played with a warrant canary.
Right.
But under the First Amendment, it may well be much more dicey for the government to try to insist that a company lie rather than to tell a company it may not speak.
Do we have a sense of whether and how other companies are thinking about doing this kind of thing?
Well, I think what we're seeing is a trend in the direction of more transparency, or at least more transparency reports. And my guess is that it's okay to say, yes, we have gotten requests, and this is how many we've gotten. And if you're not going into the details, that's not spilling the beans.
How else might we see this evolve in how a company could divulge this kind of information?
Well, you could hypothetically make a warrant canary have a whole brood of eggs, and you'd end up with tiny little warrant canaries. So you could go to visit your own homepage, and it would say, we haven't received a warrant for you today. I think the key is to understand that there is a so-called real party in interest, the person surveilled, and that you don't always just look at the shiny seal on the piece of paper asking for the information and immediately turn it over.
Harvard's Jonathan Zittrain. Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Before we go today, you remember joking with friends who were playing with sand at the beach asking if they were digging a hole to China? Well, apparently China is considering the realistic equivalent. The Beijing Times reports engineers are looking at the possibility of threading a train through Siberia and across the Bering Strait. 125 miles of tunnel underwater and 8,000 miles of track in total. The working title is apparently the China-Russia-Canada-America line. Location scouts for the Mission Impossible franchise should be all over that in no time. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.